Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad. Obviously, the title itself says everything, that we need to be like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because Allah says you have an uswa hasana, that you need to follow your messenger because he's an example for you. One of the things that we need to learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his conduct, since his example, we need to reflect on his life and see what things that he does in his life that we can copy, especially as we move forward in time. So as we live in a time where things seem to be rapidly changing and moving at a fast pace, and even the akhlaq of people are changing likewise, and beginning from the house all the way to the outside, the circle of society that we live in. So we need to adopt to the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to practice them as much as we can. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go in details of every aspect of the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we have spoken about it. Now, few things we need to keep in mind.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka.
When it comes to the house, these days, families seems to be under a lot of pressure. One is the financial pressure that in society that we kind of falling under, where you see a lot of families, due to the economy of the countries and the circumstances that are happening in the political environment that we live in, the inflation is going high, price is going high. So some parents might feel the pressure in that regard. In feeling the pressure, especially for the males, because they are the caretakers of the house and the demands of the wife, that sometimes create a friction between the husband and the wife in this regard. So there's more pressure these days than any other time in terms of husband and wife. The idea is for a man is, or even a woman in this regard, is to maintain their akhlaq and their patience when dealing with one another. And how do we relate this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived these harsh environments himself, where he had less of everything, to the point that he had to tie a stone on his stomach out of hunger. And sometimes he, without naming names, he had two wives. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions, and one of them just barges in as he's sitting with his companions, and she lifts the plate from the Prophet's meal, and she breaks it, and obviously, I don't want to go with the whole story. And the Prophet would calmly collect the food, and he would collect the broken plate, and he would not say anything, and he would just let it go. That's the amount of calmness that me as a male or as a husband, I need to have dealing with my wife and my spouse. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So first thing we said we need to learn from the Prophet, we need to learn to have that calmness in dealing with our spouses in times of pressure, and we are living the times of pressure. Now, let's go outside the house. When we go outside the house, we will deal with people of different mentalities, different ideologies. And these days, even those who claim to be the followers of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, the Muslims themselves, if we want to generalize, and to be specific, the Ahl Bayt followers, even with ourselves, we seem to have a lot of differences between us. You believe in something, I don't believe in something. And these days, even the beliefs are... It seems to be going haywire. We see people believing the imams in the extreme. We see people who don't believe in the imams in the extreme. So people say the imam beyond Asma, he is the khaliq of the kaun. And then we have people who say the imam is not even a ma'soom. You can even argue and debate the imam. So we have these two extremes. And then we have people in the middle. We have the akhbaris, we have the usulis, and we have so much people happening. And these ideologies... Dealing with them requires a bit of wisdom, requires a bit of hikmah. And I can't outcast anyone. I can't just name anyone. I can't throw accusation at anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he spoke to the Prophet and he asked him to deal with them, first and foremost, he says, you need to have a compassionate heart with them. لَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلِبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ If you would... deal them with the fact that you just call them kuffar and call them names and be hard-hearted and be harsh with them, no one would remain. If one would leave you. But first, have the capacity to, you know, expand your chest to take more. And then jadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Obviously, when I see someone with wrong beliefs, wrong ideologies, wrong everything, my job is not to be idle, not to be quiet. No, no. The Prophet says at a time where misguidance seems to be everywhere, then an alim has to bring forth his ilm. So what's the point of me calling myself an alim if I'm just sleeping at home, playing PlayStation and watching Netflix? That's not how it works. I have to bring my ilm forth. But the method of bringing my ilm forth also matters. The way I deliver my speech, the way I construct my words, the way I have to make sure that I bring the message forth in the best of way is the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Prophet, when he deals with people, when he speaks with them, sometimes even when he knows they've done something, he would talk in the third person. Like he would say, fulan done such and such. There's a story that came to my mind, but time is not on my side, so inshallah we'll leave it for another time. Anyway, we need to be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad.